Megan Rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. ready? woman you need.
With a live set. Now I'm going to head it over to Ellie, who's going to interview the band.
All right, so I am here with Jinx Band Official, and they just played our live sessions. So Jinx Band, what are your names and instruments?
My name's Joey, and I'm the vocalist.
My name is Charles Mayo, and I play lead electric guitar.
My name's Paul, I play drums.
My name's Lucas, I play bass.
And I'm Sophia, and I play rhythm.
That was great, guys. Thanks. All right, so why don't you tell me why you chose the songs that you played for us today? Anyone have something to say on that?
I think, you know, we often talk about, like, I think each of us has a different perspective on, like, why we will bring a song forward for us to play as a band. They can talk about why they'll suggest certain songs in a general sense. But for me, I always think about, like, if I'm a Queen student in the audience watching a student band perform and I'm, like, drunk, like, what song do I want to sing along to? And then that kind of guides me, like, okay, that's a song we should do. Does anyone else?
So the songs that you played today, you played three songs for us, four songs, actually, three on video. But can you tell me about those songs, why you chose them?
I guess I'll start. You know, we actually were recently talking about how we pick the songs that we play, and usually we just, like, throw them into a Spotify playlist and I'll kind of, like, listen to them, whatever. But all of us, I think, kind of think about different reasons of why Jinx should play a certain song. I think for myself, like, as the vocalist, because I'm not, like, you know, playing an instrument when I'm on stage, I'm just performing, I'm, like, looking at what the audience is doing, and I definitely enjoy when, like, the audience is, like, singing along, so I like to kind of pick songs that are, you know, pretty, like, well known, so that it can be, like, an engaging experience from, like, their perspective. But I know they have different answers than that.
Yeah, I mean, someone could literally be giving me the middle finger as I'm playing a song and I wouldn't know. So I do have a different perspective. I just have that cool guitar in it. I guess I like it. I don't know. And I think Joey makes a good point about, you know, thinking about putting yourself in the shoes of a Queen student. If you were drunk or high or both at a show, what would you like to listen to? And so I think our, you know, set list, like, really tails to kind of degenerates, I guess. Like, people who are f***ed up. So I would say we're pro-alcoholism,
pro-salutations,
anti-sober band.
One of the songs we played was Whole Lotta Love. And we've played that song pretty consistently since we started. And that's a fun one where we all kind of get to shine. And today we tried Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic for the first time, and our new bass player got to show up. Birthday's falling apart, and it's time for this, and I can't help but notice the risk we take and the city across the lake.
Days, and we have some slices of ham put aside for him.
Only if he's good.
Yeah.
Only he's been great so far, though, so he's not starving yet. Yeah.
So, the last bass player, did you run out of ham, or, like, what happened there?
No. Sadly, he got a job, which is, like, if you're a musician, like, that's, like, you shouldn't be able to, like, be employable, but, you know, he is, so we're happy for him, but we're sad. He's on QIP, like, Queen's Engineering Internship, which, we miss you. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I wanted to ask you, Halloween is coming up soon-ish. I'm a planner anyway. What group costume would you do, or will you do?
We don't have one yet, but we've been throwing ideas out there, like Scooby-Doo. We're five people, so I don't know, like, who would be what. You'd probably be Fred, right?
I think so.
You'd be Scooby. And then we were thinking too, for a song where Charlie gets a guitar solo, if he's Scooby-Doo, we'll, like, toss him a Scooby snack. That's the idea. We try to be cute, you know.
So has some other ideas.
That's very different, but I think that could be awesome. So, yeah.
Speaking of clown, I used to do clown in high school. Fun fact. And
One of CFRC's favorite questions is, one, have you ever clowned? And two, have you ever been on stilts? I will need all of your answers.
And to both.
Like, what does it mean to clown?
Red nose. Does that have to be, like, organized?
Or organized, like, clowning?
I have not participated in organized clowning. I myself act as a clown frequently, but I've never been on stilts, no.
I dabble in clowning, and I'm always on stilts.
Every single day of my life is an organized clown moment. And one day I hope to be on stilts, but I'm told that I'm usually tall enough, but when I'm with Paul, it doesn't make me feel that way. So, stilts in the future, I hope.
I wish I could say yes to both, but no. Maybe Halloween show everyone on stilts. Who knows?
All right, so it's confirmed. Jinx will be wearing stilts for Halloween. So let's see them play the guitars and the drums. Well, think of one. All right, so next question I have for you is influences. Like, who is your musical role model, if you have one?
I think for me, like, with Jinx, something that I've tried to work on a lot is, like, not just, like, vocals, which I did when I was younger, but, like, performance as, like, a thing as well. And there's this Canadian artist, her name is Katie Tupper. She's, like, really small. I think she's from, like, Saskatoon or something. And I saw her in concert, and she just, like, the way that she performed, like, it felt like she was singing to you as, like, every single individual member in the audience, and, like, eye contact and just, like, moving around and, like, a way that, like, the music became, like, visually, like, interesting. And so when I'm performing, that's something I've been thinking a lot more about, is, like, how to, you know, look interesting as we sound, in a way. And she's iconic for that. So, yeah. Shout out Katie Tupper.
Anyone have an
answer? I like Jimi Hendrix a lot. I kind of learned Hendrix songs to start off, and I'm a big Black Sabbath fan as well. But I also really like Bill Evans, jazz pianist. He's really cool. And Miles Davis. So I kind of try and take inspiration from, like, both of them, sort of like metal and jazz.
Yeah, I'm a big metal and hard rock guy. But I will say that my dad has been a huge influence, and playing with because my dad's a drummer, but he also plays other instruments. So playing with him has taught me how important it is that less is more. And not overplay.
Trudging forward, Lord, I curse your name.
Yeah, this should sound dope. Escape artist.
The inbreds and the garden two bass and drum heavy, more rock and maybe punk vibes, but really inspirational bass playing from those guys as well.
I think in terms of rhythm guitar playing, I don't have any specific people. I feel like I have some bands that I like to take inspo from. I've been really into Big Thief recently. I know that's, like, very different from what we play, but I feel like they're awesome. And I also, shout out Mannequin Pussy. I don't know. That's, like, my favorite band right now. They're super cool. Very not super complicated chords, but I feel like the way that they play them is super impactful. And that's kind of what I go for. And also Charlie, I would say. I, like, met Charlie 2 years ago, and he's super good at guitar. So really helped me out. Yeah.
That's so sweet, so wholesome. Okay, do you have a favorite, like, do you guys have a guilty pleasure song? Like, something you wouldn't be necessarily proud to say you like as a musician yourself, but, like, you love it.
I'm a big Rihanna fan, actually. I like, yeah, Love on the Brain, that's a good song. What about, like, S&M, that's a good one. Yeah, just maybe Katy Perry too. One. I relate to S&M a lot, but Katy Perry's a good one too. Yeah, I just music that I like listening to when I'm not sober, you know.
Okay, amazing. Does anybody else have an answer? Okay.
I'll back up the Katy Perry as well, honestly. When we were learning Hot and Cold for one of our new set lists, and I'm ashamed to say I was playing it really loud in the car. It was good. Anyone else want to fess up?
I don't think I'm ashamed of any of the music that I listen to. And even if it's corny, in my own eyes, I think that it has a place in my heart regardless. And if it goes hard, it goes hard. And at the end of the day, if you're jamming out, you're jamming out and you like it. So I can understand where you guys are coming from, but I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Inspirational.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like ashamed about this one, but I think like other people are probably like, you know, like you shouldn't be too proud that that's a song you like, which is the Ben Platt cover of Diet Pepsi. It's like, it's so musical theater kids, so like if you know that, but it's great. Ben Platt's, he's awesome.
So you are a musical theater kid?
Like I'm like in recovery, you know. But yeah, I think like honestly, like that's like a lot of what helps like my performances. Like my parents put me in musical theater when I was in senior kindergarten. Was the first time I did a play. I was like probably like 5 or 6 years old, and it's like I've always just kind of like been on stage. So I don't know about you guys, but like usually before a gig, I don't get like nervous. I'm just like so excited. I'm like, okay, I want to go on like right now, and I'll get like really impatient, but I'm not like nervous, I think, yeah, because of that. So shout out musical theater.
I'm just shaking in the corner.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack? Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car. It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured. Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Love! This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change, changes the difference.
Hey, this is Sean and Taco.
Harrison
and Alex
from Okajav, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
And dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queens community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston that have been featured on the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into some great singles across genres released recently in Kingston by local artists. First up, let's jump into some really wonderful music by local electric folk rock artist Megan Hamilton with her single Horse Thief Bay Road, born from a four-day artist residency at the Grand Theater in Kingston and a challenge from her 12-year-old daughter. Teaming up once again with Jim Bryson, Horse Thief Bay Road captures long drives along the Thousand Islands Parkway during lockdowns, finding purpose in movement and glimmers of joy in the sunlight sparkling on the water. The music video also debuted at the Slate Music Video Showcase on March 1st, 2025.
Let's leave this behind for a time.
And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed Horse Thief Bay Road by Megan Hamilton. Coming up next, we've got a great track called This Is It by Jessica Wallowich, who also joined us at CFRC earlier this year during her Airwave YGK musician residency. While her first two releases lean into soft folk, This Is It pumps the brakes and takes a hard left turn into synth pop. The track marks Jessica's second collaboration with producer Jonas Bonetta and was released on February 28th. Stay tuned to hear more from this local artist by following her on Instagram at Jessica Wallowich and what's in store for her.
What was long ago?
And welcome back. You're still listening to the Release Radar Rundown, supported by Modern City Taxi. Download their app today to get speedy transportation anywhere you want to go around town. That was This Is It by Jessica Wallowicz. Up next, we've got a selection from local indie alt-rock band Skeleton Park Radio's EP, released earlier this year, called Tacoma Tapes. The EP features four songs, along with a few hidden surprises. The work was a passion project created by band members Eli and Josh, and was recorded and produced by Trevor Purcell, who also created the cover art. Follow SPR on Instagram at Skeleton Park Radio to stay up to date with what's happening with the band. In the meantime, here's their cover of Alice in Chains' classic Jar of Flies, captured in their EP. And that was Jar of Flies, as covered by Skeleton Park Radio. Coming up now, we've got a great single from Nolan Hubbard called Touch. This newer song is the sound of an artist finding their confidence and soaring with it. Hubbard has been hard at work touring Canada since he was 18, and his efforts have culminated in the undeniably feel-good anthem that is called Touch. The song confronts the often toxic competitive spirit of today's society while celebrating individuality and unique energy. Enjoy.
It feels like you never for a while and they get me stuck, but now I'm alive.
try. It's time to say goodbye. Cause it feels like you never lift me up. I think for a while that get me stuck. But now I'm alive and I can feel that rush. Finding my stride, I'll never lose that touch. Yeah.
And you just heard Touch by Nolan Hubbard. Up next, we've got a wonderful selection from the Gertrudes' sixth full-length album, City Noise. The album showcases a really rich tapestry of collaborations with Kingston artists, including poet laureate Sadiqa de Meyer, Kingston Symphony vibraphonist Greg Runyons, the Cantabile Children's Choir, and more. Exploring different stages of human experience, the album reflects on nostalgia, relationships, and the passage of time. I hope you like the selection. It's called Lone Coyote.
At the edge of the field, where your mind starts to wander, how does it feel in the dirt and the water? If you knew that I could run, if you knew that I could run. With me, I heard you banging on the barn door last night. Jump in the pickup and I hit the bright light. Saw you dancing with your eyes full of rage. Blindly reached back in the cab for the 12th gauge. If you knew that I could run, if you knew that I could run, would you dance with me? If you knew that I could run. Run with me, dancing faster than I ever could bear. Hit the hen house and we'd have so much fun. Jump in the pickup and I'd give you the shotgun. If you knew that I could run, if you knew that I could run, would you dance with me? If you knew that I could run, come on and dance. You miss the pack, but you won't look back if you dance with me. You're now my best friend. Transistor radio, let's dance till the night ends. Cry for the kill, you let them come to take me. Never should have fallen for a lone coyote. A lone coyote. For the lone coyote.
That was Lone Coyote by the Gertrudes. Coming up now, we've got some great stuff from local band 5x5's debut album, Grackle, released after 30 years of saying, One Day. The record explores the resilience required to endure life's challenges, whether as a means of self-preservation or as a tool for self-growth. In a time when everyone faces their own struggles, the 11 tracks serve as a reminder that no one is alone. Let's listen to Hyenas by 5x5 right now.
Like thunder, we miss the light. Outside is a flame, darkness will not fly. Knock is a warning, the bell rings. Stop the ringing, that can't certainly be arranged. Head down. Up, hide your eyes. Don't go softly unless it's late. Curtains can't contain themselves, we can relate. Down. Don't call attention.
How we survive, how we survive.
Hands up, hide your eyes.
How we survive, how we survive.
Head down.
Was Hyenas by 5x5. Coming up now, we have a single by local artist Evan Jackson called Coal Mine. The song, released earlier this spring, is a dark, dreamy ballad with a haunting, relentless pull, like a love story torn from a Greek tragedy. Jackson weaves a country-infused soundscape of devotion so deep it borders on obsession. Recorded at Port William Sound, the song was the final single before the release of the debut album Peace, Paper, Pleasure on April 4th. Before signing off, just a reminder that local musicians who want their work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. Musicians can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit cfrc.ca for more details. For now, let's end our show today with this great song by Evan Jackson called Coal Mine. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
We met in a coal mine. I was your canary back then. We met in a coal mine and slept in a van. I tried.
to warn you. That river gets cold when your lust springs from rage. We met in a coal mine, slept in a cage. Then you went away, I said, don't you know where I'm from? I can track you for miles just by smelling.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surcharges.